Well, we were talking yesterday about Teen Week 2014, and Patricia Fitzgerald from the Library Service was in studio to talk about the array of events going on for teenagers to help them develop their lifelong love of reading and literature and all that goes with it through the Library Service here locally. And one of the guest speakers who are coming this week, he was in Kilrush this morning and is coming to Shannon Library tomorrow, is Tony Maude. Tony is a singer, a songwriter, poet, guitarist, many other things in between, and has a long career in theatre as well, and he's going to be paying us a visit throughout the week in some of our local libraries. No stranger to County Clare. Tony, thank you very much for coming in and joining us. We met with you before because you're heavily involved with working with children and teens in relation to the Library Service locally and getting involved with a lot of their, I guess, festivals and events and trying to instill that love of literature and learning with young people.
The thing is to share what I love. I've been working with Shakespeare for a long time and been setting him to music and doing shows with him. And my theatre career really began when I was at university, and from then on I've just been on the roads of Europe taking this around to all and sundry.
For a lot of students in particular and a lot of teenagers in Ireland, you know, you have to study a Shakespearean play. It's part of your curriculum. It's not necessarily an easy thing to do or an easy thing to connect with. So how do you bring music into it?
Well, I began by writing tunes for the sonnets. Sonnet 18 was the first one. And I thought, well, I won't do that one because it's everybody knows it. It's Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day? But actually, when I read it carefully, I didn't really know it myself. So I thought, no, I'll start with that one. And we start Macbeth, for instance, with music. When shall we three meet again, in thunder, lightning, or in rain? That becomes a musical chant, which is a great way of getting people into the play.
Because music can add so much drama to something that's already quite dramatic, but it can really lift it.
I do certain passages with music behind it to set the atmosphere. There's a bit in Henry V, the prologue before Agincourt, fantastic, describes the two armies camp on separate hills. Fire answers fire, and through their paly flames, each battle sees the other's umbered face. Steed threatens steed in high and boastful neighs, piercing the night's dull ear, and so on. And I have the violin doing the neighing horses, and the country cocks do crow, the clocks do toll, and thereby we have the clock, the third hour of drowsy morning name. So we use music and sound effects to enhance the atmosphere.
It enhances it, but it also, for students who, you know, maybe are learning it or trying to get to grips with it, it must be a great aid for them.
I think so, yes. I work in all over Europe, Italy and Germany and Ireland. I did a show in Berlin in December and had 2 days to prepare it. And there were a group of people came up and two guys with guitars. I'd never met them before, but they could play, so they were in the show.
It's a great way of doing it and bringing it closer to the audience as well, we say, whether they're teens or not, but in particular for younger people. But we're celebrating Teen Week this week. I know you're going to be in Kilrush and Shannon and meeting groups and hosting events with them. How do you find that? How do you find, are they good to interact with you? Or?
Well, it's interesting. Primary school's fantastic, no problem at all. Children are really enthusiastic. I need actors. And I need people to do percussion and sound effects. In a primary school, there's absolutely no problem. The problem is you can't have everybody. Everybody wants to do it. But something happens when one becomes a teenager. And the triumph is if I can get people at the start, people are usually reluctant to come and join. But at the end, usually things have changed, you know. So
they get into the swing of it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
We're going to hear a little bit of a sample, a taster, if you like, Tony, of what the kids in Shannon might come across tomorrow. I know you brought your guitar with you as well, so if you want to give us a sample of what we might expect tomorrow.
Summer's day, thou art more. more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot, the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dim. And every fair from fair sometime declines by chance, or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou wouldst. Nor shall death break thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe, or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.